Today we have our final installment on the reflection of the Mass. So this reflection, though, brings us back to the opening reflection. If you remember, we talked about coming into this sacred space, coming through the doors, and we see the doors as the sacramental of Jesus Christ. As we enter into this sacred space, we leave the world behind. We read in the 10th chapter of John, "I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture." Christ is telling us he is not only a door, he is the door to salvation. And we are called to come freely in and out through this door of Jesus Christ to find pasture, to be fed. And yes, it is important that we come to celebrate. It is important that we come into the church, but it is just important that we return through those doors, that we take what we receive here and we go into the world. We're not finished when the recessional is done. It's not like a basketball game when the buzzer goes off and the game's over and then we go. It's not like a movie when the credits run, we get up and we leisurely make our way to the exit. This is different. For this Mass ends, but the Mass of Jesus Christ never ends until he returns a second time. So at the conclusion of our Mass, when we are told to go, in a very real way, we're told, get out of here. You got a mission. You got something to accomplish. And it's imperative that we get going, that we go to do it, to go out. This isn't just an invitation to have a nice day when we're told to go in peace. It is a command. In Latin, it is ite, missa est. The mission of the church is heard in all of the dismissal rites. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord by your life. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord. Go in peace. The response of the congregation, thanks be to God. In the Roman rite, that's it. In the Roman Rite, there is no recessional hymn. When you look at the book that tells us how to celebrate the Mass, it ends with this go in peace and thanks be to God. And it kind of leaves it hanging. It kind of leaves it, well, there's got to be something else. We got to wrap this thing up. But this isn't a TV show. This is kind of more like something that is to be continued. It's not wrapped up here. We finish this Mass, and then we are told to go. Pope Emeritus Benedict tells us that the Mass is kind of like a nuclear fission, a radical change. And just as the bread and the wine go through this radical change, they become the body and the blood, the soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, we are called to go through a radical change as well. And it begins with the Mass. The walls of this building are not meant to contain this nuclear fission. We are called to be transformed, but then to take that transformation and to transform the world. As St. Paul puts it, the love of Christ impels us. It's not just a simple invitation. We are impelled to go, to get out, and to continue that mission that we've been given. We've been promised a new heaven and a new earth, and this new heaven and new earth begins at each and every Mass that we celebrate. And if we leave it here, we're leaving our mission behind as well. We have to see it like the encounter of Zacchaeus, when he came to Christ. And Christ, in his mercy, comes into Zacchaeus' house. What happens to Zacchaeus? He is transformed. "Lord, half of my possessions I give to the poor. If I have extorted anything from anyone, I will repay it four times." Or the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, when she comes and encounters Christ, and she goes to her townspeople, "Come and see a man who has told me everything that I have done. Could this be the Messiah?" We encounter the same Jesus at each and every Mass. As Zacchaeus was sent, as the woman at the well was sent, we are sent to go and to ignite the world, C.S. Lewis calls the world enemy-occupied territory, and there is a righteous king, but he has landed in disguise. We are called into his campaign of sabotage, for this is a world that is dominated by Satan. Like Peter, James, and John, when they came down from the mountain of the Transfiguration, they didn't come down to show everybody and to tell everybody about Christ's glory. Christ specifically told them to not say anything until he was risen from the dead, and they had no idea what that was, but they knew that what he wanted them to do was to come down off that mountain using what they had received on the top of the mountain to fire their mission, to become those disciples, to become those witnesses that they were meant to be, the apostles that they were called to be. But they didn't go into that battle alone, and we don't go into the battle alone. That is another reason why the final blessing of our Mass is so important. It's so important that we wait and we receive that blessing, because that blessing is the armor of Christ that we put on for the rest of our week. We are called to arms. We are called to arms under Jesus Christ. But we don't go into a battle unto death. We go into a battle unto life. That is what that final blessing is for. It isn't just an appendix, something that is not important that's added on to the end of the Mass. No. It's integral to the meaning of the Mass. God is sending us to do battle, and he gives us his blessing and grace to succeed. As St. Pierre Giorgio tells us, to live without faith is existing, not living. But we aren't called to just simply exist in this world. We are called to live, and to live life in its fullness in Jesus Christ. So we come into the church. We come through the doors that are Jesus Christ. We are fed through the Word, through the sacrament of the Eucharist. We worship, we give glory. We become living sacrifices in the living sacrifice. We are blessed, we are strengthened, we are sent, exiting through those same doors that are Jesus Christ into the world to return to battle. It is my hope that these reflections over these last few months have helped us to hopefully make the Mass come alive in one aspect or another, a little bit more, maybe reminded something that we knew before, maybe something brand new. But if they help in just one way for each one of us, they're worth it, because then we can become more active participants and we can take Christ intentionally from here into the world.
Today's announcements: everyone is invited to Holy Family Swiss Steak Dinner today at St. Gabriel's. Serving will be from 10:45 to 1 p.m. Drawings for the lottery calendar and Holy Name will take place at this time also. The Knights of Columbus will host an initiation beginning at 6:30 on Tuesday, February 5th at St. John's School, followed by a short business meeting and a guest speaker. The PCCW will meet on Thursday, February 7th, beginning at 5:15 p.m. at the Fellowship Hall at St. John's, and script will be sold after Mass.
Good. There's also an EdCom meeting on Wednesday evening, so if any EdCom members here, please watch for your emails I believe that's going on, but I'm not 100%. Also, the book fair. It's been kind of a rough Catholic schools week, so we are extending some hours for the book fair. So the book fair is open today during the dinner at St. Gabriel's. It's down in the North Annex. And also, we've got a phone call into the city. Hopefully they came by. I didn't hear them, but hopefully they came by and threw some sand and salt out on the street. So be careful. It's kind of nasty out there. So hopefully that's taken care of as well.